Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten. Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten.
And now, Ed Sullivan.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Pedro says you're at the bottom of the pool. Hey, how about our new music? That it's hard to not be happy with that music.
You like that?
I do very much.
A digital margarita.
It's a great lyric.
This guy.
Yeah.
To no AI, like the AI singer, the AI music, the AI arrangement, but the brain of me lyrics. I get credit for that.
Yeah. Boss says Josh.
I think he had to leave and come back. I'm pretty
okay.
But I like that that he puts a lightning bolt where he
like
is
my
supposed
tattoo.
To be.
Yeah,
that's
I love
very,
it.
Very show everybody your tattoo that might not see it. That's the TCB
tattoo. I was talking about tattoos with my mom today, and she said, you know, do you see all these kids that are getting tattoos? And my kids have tattoos. And she says, don't you think that they're too smart for that? I said, I think things have really changed that. Tattoos are really acceptable now, more mainstream, and I don't see a lot of people with regrets. I said, I look down at mine. I know I waited 50 years to get it, but I still like it.
It's just like you. I want to say to you, welcome to this conversation could have been had 30 years ago.
But I know, I think that now.
I think tattoos might be in vogue.
Well, no. Well, Josh is the tattoo guy. He's carrying the most
thing. No, you're sounding like it's something new. You and your mother had a discussion that you should have had in 1987.
Well, to be perfectly honest, in 1989, I was told by her not to get a tattoo.
And she is smart. To tell you that.
Yeah, when you're 18, I agree.
And I would think that she is still smart to tell any kids that.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that my daughters have tattoos.
Oh, no, you got to indulge in them, Mike.
No.
It's like, no. It's...
I don't have to. They can do whatever they want. They're grown women, but I don't have to like it. I don't like tattoos.
I made an effort when I got my tattoos to make sure they could all be covered if I needed to for work or an appropriate job.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they're covered, who cares?
Yeah. And when I got mine, my father looked at me. He said, why would you do that to yourself? I said, Dad, I'm 52. You're not gonna see me at a job interview. I think I can hide it okay.
No,
but I think in the past 5 years.
It's never been my thing. And it's still not my thing. And by the way, when they're on somebody elderly, some of them look absolutely, as I said, maybe 30 years ago.
Yeah.
At a motorcycle rally,
saw
a woman that it was this nasty-ass leather flapping around with
her tattoo.
And I hate them on fat people. I think they're disgusting. I do. I hate them.
When I lost the weight, the color got more intense because it shrunk.
I'm younger and thin, so I get a pass. Yeah. Mine are allowed.
Well, yeah. Because you're not going to, your tattoo, because of your thinness, will not, when your skin gets bad, it will not be a problem.
Unless he really starts hitting the gym.
No, but the whole, Rob, boomers are doing tattoos now.
Well, you're sort of saying my point there is that I think they are more accepted and more mainstream now than they were even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You see them everywhere.
It's not but I guess the point I'm trying to make is you're not making like any kind of revealing statement.
No, but I was totally anti-tattoo for a long time, and now I have one because I think they're more in the mainstream.
And when I say anti-tattoo, there's nothing I can do. I am not going to like lock the doors and not allow my progeny to come through the front door. I'm saying that I just don't like them. Yeah. I don't like, and I especially, first of all, I like them on certain people, but I don't like them on my family members. By the way, I have.
Do you like them on Ultimate Fighting Women?
I love them on Ultimate Fighting Women.
Those bare knuckle boxers, the tattoos are perfect.
I love them on. And by the way, there was a woman one time. I went on a date or two with tattooed women, and I found them, there was one particular woman, I don't know if I ever dated her, but I found her strangely attractive, and she had a sleeve, which I've always kind of liked the sleeve, on another woman, not one of my kids.
Do you think that it helped that one of the main images on the sleeve was you?
Naked.
Naked, Well, tasteful, like the Burt Reynolds pose.
That's why I will be judging anyone who gets a TMOS tattoo on the cruise.
That's true, because remember, there is tattoo art available on
the
show, on the boat.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So we can actually make that a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we could.
Because I've been thinking of my second one to get.
And you think ridiculous. Getting it bouncing at sea will be the best time?
55-year-old man, stupid.
My father used to draw a picture of himself when he wrote letters.
I thought when you got your Elvis thing, it was kind of fun.
It was fun, and I love it. But
now,
also,
this is, and I believe that if people were to hold me to everything I say when I'm opening my mouth on this show, I could probably get the "I've reversed my position" because I think I was very easy on you with tattoos, and now
I think that would be a great tattoo. Just saying, I reversed my position. A tramp stamp.
Well, that'll go with the TMOS cemetery, where you have a little headstone for each person who used to be part of this.
That's right. And you can be buried in the TMOS cemetery with a tattoo. It's not like a Jewish cemetery.
Yeah, you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Well, I was only going to be buried 1/8 anyway, so we could get like my foot and my ankle. That's it.
Rob likes to point that out, Josh, that he's 1/8 Jewish.
Julia mentioned
it's okay that I have the Hindenburg. I'm 1/8. It's an excuse.
I have a beef with the Nazis. I want you to know that. Would you get maybe at like the base of your ankle, right? You could cover it with any sock.
What am I, a stripper?
You're not. I've never seen you strip. But what if you got at the base of your ankle just a small TMOS logo? Oh,
no.
How about a portrait of yourself?
No. I am a big believer in order to be iconic and in order to be legendary, you have to check a lot of boxes that I do not check.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you have to, when it comes to pop culture, and as sad as it might sound to you when I say this, and it probably won't, you're a realist.
Yeah.
It's just, especially radio personalities of a local nature, we get forgotten fast.
Yeah.
It's turbo fast.
You know,
it's
you're right, like, Mark.
Baseball players, too, if they're not if you're not Lou Gehrig. You know what I mean? So
no, lots of 20-year guys forgotten.
Lots of 20-year guys that are gone. And since I went off the radio in Washington, D.C., I am firmly and decisively out of people's consciousness. I played golf with some guys from D.C. What's that?
That's why there's demand to get you back to D.C.
Back to D.C.?
Because you did impact enough lives in D.C.
You did for a long time.
I just don't. I think when I think of, I'll give you an example. I think legendary. I think Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Legendary. When I think, and I'm talking about pop culture.
All right.
When I think legendary radio, you have to go with Howard Stern. You have to go with Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm. Just I agree.
People that were bigger than life, that were national consciousness. When I think of TV celebrities, you have to think in terms of who would
people,
be a good
everyone
example?
Everyone you knew. Well, I
Jerry
would say
Seinfeld.
He's
Jerry
good.
Seinfeld.
I would say the big three news guys when 9/11 happened, like Brokaw and Peter Jennings.
No, I wouldn't say so.
No,
you wouldn't say
no,
Walter.
They had their moment.
Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, yeah. But this begs the question, Mike, and if I can make this about me for a moment.
Tom Likas. That makes me laugh. That makes me laugh. Hi, ProCam. That Mike? Really is, that is my laugh of the day. I have not seen him on the chat or her. Hi, ProCam, says Tom Likas. That is funny. Thank
but Mike,
you.
My question about me is.
That is fantastic. That's a great joke.
How can you be remembered or forgotten when you were never remembered, which is where I'm at. So, I mean, it's.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you do it on the fact that you think, oh God, if I, you know, go on like this, I'm going to be forgotten. I was always a sidekick. I was never up front. I think you should embrace it because you are the face of the brand.
No. I mean, I'm not fishing for anything here. I'm telling you.
No, nor am I handing out.
There's reality of, you know, boy, that's a good one. Ryan Seacrest. No. Yeah,
Ryan Seacrest,
you know what?
Checks all the boxes you just described.
No. Yeah, and Simon I say in 10 years.
Simon Cowell, yes. Ryan
no,
Seacrest.
No, because
no.
Simon
no,
Cowell
no,
is.
No, no,
no. Because Ryan stayed current all the way from the beginning of Idol to tonight when you watch him on Wheel. He's had a job. He's been in our living rooms.
Having a job doesn't count.
He's been in our living room.
Hold on.
National coverage.
Yeah, national, but hold on. I am talking about someone who is who his body of work is ingrained in the national consciousness. When you went to bed back in the day, everybody went to sleep watching Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Everybody watched Walter Cronkite. He was part of the. Ryan Seacrest is a remarkably successful radio and television personality, but he is not a legend. And he's not a legend because of one factor, his body of work.
And his body.
No, his. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
National consciousness.
It's lightweight.
Being on a national show, Ryan and Kathy and Kelly Lee. Doesn't count like the Johnny Carson show,
this brings
the Tonight
up this.
Show.
What about Regis?
I'd say Jay Leno would be more iconic than Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, because Leno came in at the right time.
David Letterman is iconic.
What about
Ed
Regis?
Sullivan is a great choice, Dirk. Absolutely right. What's that, Regis?
Regis.
Tough one.
And because you mentioned
the
it, button. Mike.
Now, Ed Sullivan.
So I'm curious.
Ed Sullivan.
I think Regis has more hours on television than any other person in the
doesn't
world.
Doesn't matter though, no. if you're not
and
doing
that's millionaire.
Something. Yeah. And most of those hours. And most of those hours, you know, who is this high pro cam guy?
I used to know who it was. I can't remember.
Ryan is no Glenn Beck.
No.
This guy is hitting my funny bone today.
It really is hitting me twice.
Ryan is no Glenn Beck.
Hi, ProCam.
Oh, God,
give me a post that reminds me who you are, because I can't place your name.
Okay, who cares? Don't worry about it. Why? Do you have to go to their house and pet their dog? What's
because,
going on?
Because, Mike, Hi, ProCam
is art, for God's sake. Stop being a listener. Don't worry about it. Don't worry that you don't have to personally shake everybody's hand that listens to you. It's not really necessary, okay? Don't sweat it. Just enjoy
Mike,
the moment, okay?
It's one of the things I do to try to help.
I know you do. Yeah. It's and boy, it's helped me a lot over my career.
He lives at 445 Mockingbird Lane.
What mall?
Yes.
The legendary thing is
Say
really
hi to your dog, Rufus.
The legendary thing is really subjective. Who do you think is working now, if any, that would qualify? And maybe you have to look ahead 5 years.
Wow. That's a tough one.
It is.
Working now.
Yeah.
Working now is really, 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 really hard.
Because, like you were
talking, because
talk-
we're so fragmented now. It might be.
Yeah,
it's much harder now. What's that?
Everyone's in their box now.
Yeah.
So it's
it's harder.
We don't share anything.
Like,
we don't share anything.
The first name that I think of is Wolf Blitzer. But he doesn't leave CNN, so he's stuck in there.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And it's not like everybody watches CNN. If no. CNN was the one source. Like, I think of, you'll hate this name, but Henry Winkler was legendary at the time because there were three channels. Everybody watched Happy Days. That's why he was such a hit at the time. Okay, I withdraw legendary, but he was red hot at the time. If Happy Days were to come on now, do you think it would be red hot? No, it would be on Fubo.
You know, you have to, as I sit here and I try to think about that, you have to do, you know, a little search and go, how many people would know that the Fonz was Henry Winkler? Awful lot of people would know that answer.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Fonzie, yeah. Legendary.
Fonzie, a guy who's huge. Yeah.
Legendary.
Mm-hmm. So, but that, you know, again, that doesn't count. I don't count his work that he's doing now.
I think in order to really be legendary, probably the movie stars would probably
Tom
be.
Tom Cruise. You know, that's your
Tom
answer
Tom Cruise,
right there.
Legendary.
Yes, yes.
And absolutely. Tom Hanks, legendary.
Yep.
And, mm-hmm. and then sports stars would be the
sports
other one.
Sports stars would be
Charles
legendary.
Barkley.
Charles yes. Barkley would probably, and but even more so, Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the Washington Senators, Ed Ott.
Ed Ott.
He had the shortest name in baseball. Still holds the record.
I know that I'm almost certain. We have to find out when Ed Ott played because I'm almost certain I watched him play.
I think it was like 68
Harrison Ford
to
is a yes. Matt yeah. Damon is close to a yes, but maybe not.
He misses. Do you put Matt Damon ahead of his buddy from Good Will Hunting?
Ben Affleck?
Yes.
That's they're both in the same boat.
They are. They
but,
are.
You know, in more
Ed
of an
Ott. Yeah. Ed Ott played from 1974 to 1981.
I watched Ed Ott play.
Oh, I thought he was earlier than that. I have a baseball card of his I hang on my Christmas tree.
Might be worth something. Check it out.
I glued a hanger on it. I doubt it's worth anything.
Oh, you just diminished the value. Carrot Top, that's a great choice. Carrot Top, what do you think?
Because you know what? Even if you've heard of them, they have to be embraced. When I hear of Carrot Top, it's people saying, Carrot Top, you know?
Nicolas Cage, no.
Mm-mm. Too many misfires in
yes,
his career.
Working actor. Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron is great.
Our listeners are rocking and rolling today. They really, really are. This
okay,
is funny.
What about Tom Bergeron? Based on attendance alone, what about Wayne Newton? Is Wayne Newton legendary?
Oh, that's tough. Boy, he's right there.
He's on the edge. He's on the precipice.
He's right there. Now, Josh, you're laughing. You disagree? Well, yeah.
No. I don't know about Wayne Newton. I had another name to ask.
Okay.
I was thinking Richard Simmons.
Yes.
Because he was, and
legendary.
Then he disappeared.
Yeah, and everyone knew him. Everyone knew him.
And he was the weight loss guy. He was the first.
Was. The guy.
He
the guy,
started
yeah.
the industry.
Right? Well, the first would have been Jack LaLanne. That
not legendary.
Been the first, but not legendary.
Mike,
right?
Just because you worked with him.
Oh, I agree with Barrister 8. The one name people, Cher, Madonna, Prince. Beyonce.
I don't think Beyonce. No, I don't think Beyonce is in either. That same. But absolutely Cher, absolutely Madonna, and absolutely Prince.
Yeah, I agree.
But although agree. Prince doesn't fit our current qualifications because he's dead.
What do you mean? So is Johnny Carson.
Yeah, but we were talking now about people that were alive that are legendary.
Oh, alive.
People that were alive. You're confusing the hell
okay.
out of me.
What are no,
people
I
that
asked
are still
you,
alive. Is what you're saying?
Still
working
yeah.
people.
Okay. Yeah, still working people to keep it, you know, sort of a little bit modern. But, yeah, I think all those names.
Man, oh, man. This is difficult. It's a difficult.
There's one in the chat room. Would you say Pee-wee Herman or Paul Rubens?
Okay. Paul Lind is funny. Joel Osteen. There are people are making me laugh today.
Well, the 3 o'clock start times allows them to be awake.
It does. Yes. It does. We get the comedy at 3 o'clock. Boy, mm-hmm. Oh, boy. We get some participation, too, at this. Sammy Davis Jr. is a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Jesus. It's Josh's choice. They're fired up today.
He's still
alive.
We didn't intend for this to go as crazy as it is right
all
now,
because I got a little tattoo.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez. Anyway, this is Sick House Day number 3, if you're counting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My
that
son
sucks.
Was under the weather Friday, legitimately. I didn't think it was all that legitimate. Then yesterday, very much under the weather. And then today, the decision was made. Once we established that all his assignments were completed and that he had gotten it, he was able to do his work, we said yes.
Do
yes.
you, what is your quality control or your criteria for...
Yes, Jacob, 95 of us watching. Smash the like button, guys.
Do
it. Really, let them have it today. Please, give us a show like that. Help us out. We're trying to feed our families here.
Be legendary.
Let me do my impression of the show financially right now. Hello? I can't come to the phone right now because I'm at the bottom of the pool. I'm at the bottom of the pool, please.
Mike, what is your criteria for him sort of not bringing it all and staying home? What would make you keep him home for sick?
I thought that today, my only concern is that we are at the finish line of school.
Which means they don't do anything.
And if it jeopardizes his status academically, then I'm concerned. He claims 100% that it won't. So if he really is still, and he's still sick. He's obviously still sick. I'm like, okay, one more day. And then, you know, the weekend is when he's got a lot of stuff going on.
Any physically. Fever?
Hasn't had a fever, excuse me.
Any intestinal distress?
I had Rich Man's Chili at Happy Valley today.
Now, does that mean he'll miss some baseball today as well?
No. There is no baseball today. That's end of the week. End of the week. And also end of the week, it's my dreaded doctor appointment.
Yeah, you've been talking about this a lot. It's kind of creepy.
I fear at my advanced age in the sun on a regular basis, the dermatologist just about as much as the dentist. I don't care for it. I don't like it. And I will be going for my all body. Thank you, Jim Schaffrin.
Good
with a $50 super sticker. God bless you.
He's a good
my
guy.
My God, does that mean a lot to me today. It's been a while. Josh likes the QR code, but that's okay.
I like either.
Okay, so if you want to, you know, any way you want to lay it on us, if you want to do the QR code, do it that way. I have a conflict, Josh, before we go on to the dermatologist.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to be completely honest. I haven't even shared this with either one of you off air, but I have to right now because I feel guilty.
Yeah.
Because you know that March and April are our lean months on the show, right?
Yeah.
They always are.
Yeah.
This particular April, very, very lean. I remember the other night when I was drinking at the baseball meeting?
Do I?
Somebody brought up the fact that they need about $800-$900 for
pants
in the uniform.
Right. You brought
and
this
one
up.
Guy said, "I'll put up half," and I said, "And because I'd had the margaritas, I said our listeners will do half. Our listeners will put up half." And I unfortunately don't know how to get out of that. I don't know.
I do, Mike. I know how you can fix it.
Tell me, Rob. Help me, Rob. Hold on.
All right.
If this is shtick, I will kill you.
It's not.
What?
And please don't kill me. I enjoy this job too much.
All right, what?
The listeners just rise to the occasion. Help this man out.
That doesn't help me. I'm more concerned.
Oh, what is it in the Bible about other people, Josh? Remember that?
No. I just know that this ends up with the show buying pants.
Well, no, I don't want the show to buy pants. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Do we get TMOS embroidered on the butt?
I will get a website, or I will get somewhere where people can, and I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Like a Kickstarter thing?
No. I'll just say where you can donate for a Little League. I think you can, and I'll promote it on the show and see if we can do it that way.
We're a family. Right? I think that's
solid. How about donate to our QR code, and we'll give 10% of it today.
He is
the greatest.
This is the man. Look at, he's got to stay in those hats.
Yeah.
Is that an HR Puffin Stuff Orioles hat that you have on today?
this is the new City Connect. I've had it for a while.
I'm not a fan of the logo. I love the jersey.
Baseball logo from like 1908.
Is it so really?
It's got history behind it.
You remember then, Mike?
That's Rob, you froze. Rob is frozen.
Oh, no.
You got to leave and come back.
All right.
It's on the, when you go to Camden Yards, it's on the side of all the seats. There's two B's like this. Mm-hmm. So that's where they stole that from.
So Josh, you know this, that being in the sun all the time, I've got the appointment Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
I'm going and, you know, it's just every now and then you got to bite the bullet and do this. This is just as regular as getting a regular physical because they do the body scan and let you know. The last time I did this, I had to put this stuff on my face that burned off all the precancerous areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a drag. So I don't know what's going to happen this time. Sometimes they freeze them off. Sometimes they make you put a cream on that makes them all. I don't know. It's just a drag. It's a pain in the ass. Everybody
do you get
has
to keep what
it.
They burn off?
I don't think so, because it's like it sloughs off, Rob. It's not like it's not like things.
Well,
it's
I was like hoping skin. It could be like, you know, I made a lovely garden salad last night. It'd be good for croutons.
Is it much different than when you get a facial and they sit there and, you know, they use that water pump to clear your
face? Let me just play this for Rob first.
Shut up!
Always great when I earn that.
I wanted to know it. Yes and no. You know what? Can I just throw this out? What really pisses me off?
Yeah.
I'm married to an esthetician, somebody whose skincare is her life. And she talks, I hear her conversations with her clients. I hear her talking about, well, that is a bada bada bada. Yeah, you need this for that. You need this treatment for that. And then I'll go in there and I'll say, this is a rough patch where I'm always getting the sun on me. What can you do? I really can't do anything.
No.
And
you're
it's
a
like,
lost cause.
It's no, it's too not. Late. It's too late not to do a anything. Lost cause.
Yeah, Mike, just live it up. Live up the rest of your days.
No, but that is the worst case scenario when you really get right down to it. You know, if they find something that they, you know, that is, has been there too long and they can't burn it up. Did you freeze again? What the F is wrong?
He did.
What is wrong with his connectivity in his domicile?
No idea.
I have no idea.
Mine screwed up during the countdown because we had a little power outage.
It's here. Thursday. It's Thursday. Today's Tuesday,
Mike. Today's Tuesday.
Oh, sorry, Thursday.
But
Tuesday.
That report did say Tuesday and Thursdays were the biggest internet days.
I have Thursday on the brain because that's when my appointment is for my doctor. So I will be going there, and it's a lady. And so when you know, the scan is done, I hope it's not you know, involving everything.
So you're saying it's a nurse you're seeing.
No, it's a real doctor. It's a dermatologist,
and it's a
Rob.
A woman?
Shut up, God. Oh, my God.
Okay.
What is
does she have
with
tattoos?
Stop. My God. Help us. Help us, ladies and gentlemen.
Ask her about tattoos on old people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask her.
I will.
I'm sure she's seen some horrible ones.
What if she walks in? I mean, doctors have tats now. I see doctors with tattoos. I certainly see chiropractors who aren't really doctors with tattoos.
Good luck finding one without a tattoo that's sober.
Before we go to our first break here today, and we've got a really nice news segment and lots of fun coming up. Rob's got a game that he wants to play that sounds great. It's called the Mike O'Mara Bilingual Unboxing Challenge.
That's exactly
that is
right.
Coming up on today's show. Okay.
Actually, do you want to announce it a little more? Because I've got ready to say what it is.
You mean you want me to do the announcer part?
Yeah. Here you go. Here.
The Mike O'Mara Bilingual Unboxing Challenge. Modern music for the man that lives in 1952. So I worry about modern comedy superstars. I really, last week, I think it was Jordan Jensen that I brought to this show, said I love this new stand-up comedian. I love Ian Bagg, who's a working stand-up, works all over the country. Love some of the talent that's out there. Absolutely adore it. Superstars, stop reading your own press.
Mm-hmm.
Please, all right? You're comedians. Ultimately, you're stand-up comedians. Yes, you have achieved great stardom, but the whole Kevin Hart roast experience with Tom Brady, and it's turned into something that I find a big bowl of yuck. That's the way I would look
with
at
Netflix
it.
Netflix and YouTube and all, it has just turned into shock value.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like...
Right viral now, really, moments.
Right, and viral moments. But you can get that without the shock moments. Like, I've been enjoying Nate Bargatze because he doesn't use language, so he finds other ways to
He's very clever. He's so smart about it.
He doesn't go to the simple joke.
Yeah.
And shock value is just easy.
And that's where you can take your whole Amish family to the Nate Bargatze show.
Yeah, now, yes, you can take the Amish there in your covered wagon.
Do you oppose Nate Bargatze?
Me?
Yeah.
No, he's good.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's very talented guy.
I'm saying it takes more talent to do that than to just make a shocking, like these, like the Kevin Hart thing where it was just who can out-shock
everyone. Oh, God, and the short jokes. Okay. Yeah. Look, I love the roast format. I think it's fine. I'm just talking about the battle between Chelsea Handler on the left and Tony Hinchcliffe on the right. Tony Hinchcliffe, who, you know, the Kill Tony podcast can be hysterical. Mm-hmm. And there's some absolutely wonderful bits on that. The whole vibe with him, though, is just, I don't know.
It works in that bubble of his show.
The Rogan, Gillis,
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing, it just leaves me cold a little bit. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it.
I think part of it.
They're all talented, by the way. They're all extremely funny guys and smart. They really
are. The roast used to be just for comedians, and it was a secretive thing. And they would do it at the Friars Club. And there's some bootleg tapes of old ones. But when you start producing a roast for television, for everybody to see, then it becomes a tremendous case of one-upsmanship. Who can be the dirtiest? Who can be the most insulting?
Said something interesting, and he said that comedians are right in the category of DJs. Well, the difference between stand-up comedians is you can become much bigger, much faster when you're a stand-up and you get a sitcom, or you're a stand-up and you become just a sensation. What I don't like is when they're all kind of reading their own press clippings. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's just, I don't know, the whole thing smacked of meanness and insensitivity. And not that comedians have to be sensitive. It's the opposite.
Right.
But, you know, it's, yeah. And she has taken shots at those two.
And I think everyone on that stage for the Kevin Hart thing has a multi-million-dollar deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's all...
Rolando, I understand she's taken shots at them, and this was their payback, LOL. But Rolando, we all know you're a Nazi, so I don't accept that comment from you that is not funny. Thank you very much. But anyway, getting back to I am not saying that Chelsea Handler is immune from this.
No.
I'm saying that they all are just sniping. I don't know. I can't. I wish I could articulate it better, but I can't.
I don't watch the roasts anymore because they just don't appeal to me. Is Lisa Lampanelli still a player?
No, I don't think so. I think she is.
But Jeff Ross is.
Jeff Ross is still there.
Okay.
Cat Williams, who's had a feud with Kevin Hart. You know, I think as far as I'm concerned, put Cat Williams and Kevin Hart in the same, in the same theater, and I can drive by that theater,
and not
walk in. Thank you. That's the way I look at it.
And I think that's the thing: is the roast format doesn't work anymore.
No,
especially when it's all for viral clips.
It comes from an ancient tradition that is just it doesn't lie anymore. It's horrible.
I think it's where we all are, and nobody really knows what's going on anymore. Our society is just so screwed up right now.
We're
in a period of time where we are messed up. We are truly messed up, and I don't know when or if it will ever get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows. You know, right now the world's insane, and it's getting worse. It's getting worse every day. Our economy is getting worse every single day. It's terrifying.
One of the things that everyone is talking about, the sesquicentennial, the 250th birthday of America on July 4th.
Yeah.
And when I was in Europe, I've been there two, three times, I guess. One thing that I always realized is how young of a country we are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even approach what they've got over there. But I was doing the math. Mike, do you know that you and I, each of us, have been alive for over one-fifth of the history of the United States?
Yeah, it's a baby country.
It is a baby country. And there's no way to predict where we're headed because we don't have enough past to figure it out. And it's changing so fast. But
this is a question I have.
Yeah.
For both of you.
Yeah.
History.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, down 100 years down the road, when they're teaching, hopefully still teaching American history.
Right.
And how do you think history will treat this time in our lives? And I am talking specifically about, Mr. Orange Head.
Well, this will be, they'll look back at this is when America was saved.
You don't believe that.
I disagree.
Are you rage baiting me with that?
A little of both. A little of both.
Okay, but you don't. No. There's not a part of you that believes that.
I believe the country's heading in the right direction, yes.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ, help you.
Help us.
Hold on, let me pray for a second. Dear Lord, please save this man's brain. Please save him. He did well on the IQ test, but I fear for him. I fear for his safety. I fear for his misguided loyalties. Please help Josh. Help Josh see the light.
Help him help himself and help all of us.
Amen. He means it. He's being honest.
And by the way,
Josh and I have never let our differences politically get in the way. And I think I'm glad. So people get mad at me because of that.
Yeah,
that
I've had that.
That I don't yell and scream and shout, and Josh doesn't attack me when I'm talking about this. You know?
I think there's grifters on both sides that screw everything up, and I don't agree with everything that Trump does, but I feel overall things are heading in the right direction. But
How about this, one
person can destroy this country.
How about this, Mike? Josh said.
That's one thing we can agree on. I don't believe one person can destroy this country either.
But what if
Don't let them hit them in the whatever the ass black.
What happens if this segment of history in the now, not looking back, is enough? It's bad enough to turn around the way things have been. Then maybe this is the start of us getting
better. Are you talking about the old pendulum theory?
Well, no, I'm talking about there are more people pissed off at what's going on now than ever before.
This is true.
And I think the other way. Maybe.
What kind of bubble do you live in? I mean, how about Real Clear Politics, a nonpartisan website that shows you the approval rating of Orange Man, the lowest it's ever been. When you say people don't believe that people are angry?
No, I think some people are. I think there's a lot of anger on both sides. I don't think you can do false equivalency on this.
I think you're talking about Americans are pissed off at Donald Trump and Donald Trump's administration.
Sure, but I think no one gives enough credit to the fact that so many people voted for him and wanted the country to go in this direction.
Oh,
I think there's way too much of an assumption.
Oh, I do.
They wanted gas to go up?
No. He's saying that people voted for him.
I understand that.
People voted
for this. That's an era. The difference between my team and the people on the right is that I acknowledge that all those people actually voted for him. He doesn't. He doesn't acknowledge that he lost the election in 2020, but I certainly acknowledge the fact that he got the most votes in 2024, 1,000%. But I don't think that changes the fact that right now there are more people that are angry than there are not.
Oh, yeah, and especially right now with the Iran war. No one's happy with the Iran war.
No one is.
No one wants us to be in this.
Yeah,
and
no
I think
one,
it's stupid.
Except for the warmongers, like companies that are making all this money.
Right. I don't think it's an appropriate time to say the word rebellion, but I do think that things are so bad right now that people will bounce to the other side.
Can I tell you one thing before we move on from this, because I don't want to dwell on it the whole show, but I want to make sure that it's clear. I completely acknowledge the fact that he got the popular vote, the Electoral College vote. He won overwhelmingly over Kamala Harris. And that is, you can't, there's no doubt. And we had the peaceful transition of power.
The best thing our country does.
It should be.
Yes.
The other thing I want to say is that the Gulf that I see down here, because I live next door to one of the wealthiest areas of the country, between the haves and the have-nots, has gotten wider.
Yes.
Wider. It's everything that the Democrats said was going to happen and more. Mm-hmm. And I see the people, and that's why, Josh, when I look at you... go ahead.
Well, I think on my side, the biggest disapprovals with Trump come from the Iran war and the mishandling of the Epstein stuff.
Okay.
I think if he would have been clear and open about Epstein and put it all out, no matter who it hurt, let it destroy his friends, whatever.
Will you entertain one more question, Josh? How do you think his people?
Else to go.
How many of his people receive the continuous lies that prices are going down?
I don't think people believe that prices are going down.
But
I
he continues long, to say it.
I think all politicians are out of touch with prices of things. We saw it two years ago with eggs, where everyone said eggs are normally $12.
Yeah. Nobody lies like Trump lies.
Trump lies all the time.
The whole egg thing,
Trump's biggest problem is that Trump won't acknowledge his own mistakes. That's his biggest problem.
Well, that's a pretty big problem when you're the most powerful man in the world.
Sure, But I think people want to just rush past good things that have happened in order to focus on the bad things. And I think whenever there's a leader, you have to balance both.
I hate to ask this. What's the best thing that's happened?
Excellent question.
The border was shut down.
And let's
close up the board.
All right. And that's that show.
And really good job numbers yesterday for the economy.
Whoopee. And by the way,
the border was shut down.
Later on in the show, the Mike O'Mara bilingual unboxing challenge as we eat the rich on the Mike O'Mara show. We shall be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten. Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten.
Ooh, I pointed at the thing. That's
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Sorry, I muted my microphone.
That's all right.
I want to just say something here, too, as far as discussions about subjects that people have strong opinions about. It's always very difficult. I personally don't like the people that get online and just attack for attacking's sake.
Yep.
All right, we're all human beings. And, you know, our boy over here, Mr. Soroka, does a very, very nice job for this show. He's certainly gotten the production values of this show in a place where I really enjoy it. And he is a major supporter of what we do. And I just, my message to everybody is he makes his choice to come in here and engage. He doesn't have to do that. He knows he's going to take crap. I just don't think he should. I think that, you know, let it move on. We move on and we do what Josh and I do. Josh and I will talk 10 minutes after the show and we won't even say three words about the discussion. We do it. He stands up for what he believes. I stand up for what I believe. Rob stands up for what he believes. And we just move on. Yeah. And I think at this particular time, we do that. You know,
if you can't make a civil discussion about something you disagree about, you're no better than your opponent.
By the way, and look, it'll be a discussion for a later time. But once we get rid of this whole Trump thing, you know, I think we have to seriously analyze who we're going to put in jail.
That'll be a bonus show.
I'm just kidding. Just a little joke. Play the thing, please. Did you want to add anything to that, Josh?
Well, no. Yeah, during that break, I got a text and let them know our listeners will take care of the fundraising for Trump this year.
Really? For Trump? Respond.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, you mean
just
as
like
far
the
as...
pants. Okay. We're going to take care of the pants, and we're going to take care of some of Trump. Or
wow.
J.D. Vance or Rubio, wherever the money's going.
Okay.
We'll
so you'll have
out.
A. So my Little League pants will be a political fundraiser for your team?
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
And Mike, let's avoid the phrase your Little League pants. I don't like that.
Yeah. You know what? For once, we agree.
Okay.
We'll play the thing, please. Thank you. Yeah. 2 years after a container ship rammed into and collapsed Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, the Justice Department has announced criminal charges against two companies and the ship's technical superintendent. The crash killed six highway workers and cut off traffic to one of the U.S.'s largest shipping ports in Baltimore, added that it will cost billions to rebuild the bridge. Synergy Marine PTE Limited, based in Singapore, and Synergy Maritime PTE Limited, based in Chennai, India, along with... Let me try to get this name. Here we go. Radhakrishnan Karthik Nair. He's a 47-year-old who worked for both companies as the technical superintendent for the Dali. They are charged with conspiracy, failing to immediately inform the Coast Guard of a known hazardous condition, obstruction of an agency proceeding, and false statements. The government's investigation also found that Synergy employees, including its shoreside technical managers, fabricated and directed the fabrication of safety inspections and certifications related to vessel systems.
I say
they
good.
Let it slide. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know all that was. I thought it was a simple accident.
Yep.
I didn't know that they were, you know, unsafe vessels that caused this, you know.
And did you see they fired the company that was rebuilding the bridge?
I didn't know that.
Because of it taking too long, so now they're hiring another company. So now they're saying, like, 2030, we'll have the Key Bridge back.
The Key Bridge right now is being rebuilt by Michael and Son. And
yes, who's reformed after Chapter 11.
Exactly. That'd be good.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Have you ever gotten a random text from your boomer parents that details someone's morbid health issues? Think random text like, he's gone. With no explanation of who he is.
Oh, no.
This is known as the boomer bad news drop. And it's when your parents or older relatives casually send alarming news with zero context. Has it ever happened
I've never gotten that. No. Because randomly, my family sends bad news all the time. Up to date.
You do, too. You like to send bad news.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Texts are more in the show feed.
I like death. Bad health is something I don't like, but something I take upon myself. I don't like sharing bad health, but also I think people, if something is coming, they should be prepared for it. They should know what's going on.
They say that this is randomly something along the lines of randomly admitting that they had surgery and didn't want to bother anyone, or out of the blue describing your uncle's platelet count from a recent blood draw.
Yeah.
Saying something like, I didn't even know Uncle Skip was sick.
Oh, Skippy.
Therapists say a lot of boomers were raised to treat emotions like facts instead of conversations. So instead of easing into the difficult news, they just drop it mid-sentence and move on. People on Reddit think it's because boomers love to be the first ones to give bad news. And Rob Spiewak
100%.
And I are in that category.
And 100%. We have been for a long, long time.
Yeah, especially if it's bad medical news. But at least give it... It gives younger generations another thing to bond over, how old people are doing that. So
my dad
wasn't
big on bad news, but he was a horrible texter. He would say things that came out of the blue, and I didn't know what he was talking about. he was just not a good texter. And that's one of the things I talked to Kathy about. I said, you know, if he was caring for us, he wouldn't text anybody. So,
really?
Yeah, he was horrible.
He wouldn't send anything out.
No, he would do. He might Facebook message you.
Oh, he would Facebook message any hot woman.
Oh, yeah.
for so and so.
Well, no, that's not even a message. That's what, like a billboard.
Let me ask this question.
Close the deal?
Did he? No, because I know he probably didn't.
No, of course not.
Did he ever pursue beyond the yay and have exchanges with the various ladies?
Or requests?
Okay. I don't think it ever went that far. I think that he was a guy that liked to flatter them, and I think there was a certain circle of women that liked to be flattered, so he probably all did that.
Yeah. So there were some conversations, perhaps, sure, that went along?
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
That bikini looks amazing on you.
Hi, Merle.
Merle. Is Merle okay? Is she still with us? I never hear her name anymore, and I never see her around.
She's around on the fan club. No, she's around the fan club.
Oh, the fan club. Yeah, well, we all know about how that goes.
No, the fan club is pretty okay.
Okay.
It's the other ones that are trouble.
A video of Benedict Cumberbatch getting into a heated exchange with another cyclist in England is going viral. Do either one of you, did you grab that? Was it worthwhile at all?
I just saw the still pictures of it.
It didn't look like much of anything?
Didn't look like much.
All right. Well, is it I guess it's a cycling road rage thing? Road rage? Yeah,
yes. He's got a bike helmet on as well. So
is he big and fat?
No, he's a skinny. Stop it. In the clip, you see Benedict in his bike helmet approaching another man and accusing him of verbally abusing him. You hear the man tell him, quote, "You're deluded. You're lying. I was behind you the entire time. Oh, no, I verbally abused the guy who completely broke the law. And then you went through a zebra crossing and you went through three lights." Benedict responded and said, quote, "I did it once." So I don't know what that sounds like. Two gentlemen fighting. You know, that's not the way gentlemen
do. I don't have a lot of use for him.
Do you have the Penguin audio of Benedict Cumberbatch not being able to say penguin?
I have it not handy, but I've heard it. Absolutely, yeah.
So anyway, I didn't know whether the video was worth checking out or seeing him get into a fight, and I should have downloaded it, but I didn't. Even though Jimmy Buffett passed away over 2 years ago, you can still keep his spirit alive by Jimmy Buffett Maxing. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yes?
I've got that.
You do?
Well, Rob just sent that video over.
What video?
About Jimmy Buffett maxing.
About Jimmy Buffett maxing.
You do?
Okay. Yeah.
Do we get to look at it? What's going on, fellas?
No. Completely change your life overnight, you need to start Jimmy Buffett maxing. Jimmy lived every day to the absolute fullest. He built an empire off the things he loved, like music. He enjoyed the little things, like sunshine, the ocean, margaritas, friends, music. He didn't let the little things worry him. And most importantly, he built a life that felt like a 24/7 vacation. That's what you need to do if you want to live your life to the fullest. So start listening to some Jimmy Buffett.
The best way to honor Jimmy Buffett is to go on our cruise. That's the way to do it.
A fan described it in a video. He lived every day. That's the fan. He didn't let the little things worry him. So we are going to be on a Jimmy Buffett cruise. It's not a Jimmy Buffett cruise. It's the
Margarita
cruise line
based
on his mega empire.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett liked money, I think, a lot. He liked flip-flops and money.
Yeah. Last Minute Booking, who will also be on the cruise with us next January, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Really?
Yes.
That'll be great. I hope we see some penguins.
Penguins. We will be looking for penguins. Penguins. I'm trying to get back to where I need to be. Thank you very much. Found it.
Cool.
If you've ever dated online, you're familiar with swiping, not wiping, swiping.
Mike, I can do both.
It's how you let the person know you like them. Swipe right, you're hot. Swipe left, no thank you.
Yeah.
But that might be a thing of the past, at least on Bumble, because Bumble just announced that they're officially moving away from the classic swiping setup that has defined online dating. Jesus, Michael, read much. 3 o'clock. I didn't even have drinks today. The CEO of Bumble said people are burned out with dating apps, so instead, they're going to be leaning heavily into AI. There it is.
And Mike, congratulations on not having a drink before 3 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The CEO of Bumble said people are burned out with dating apps, and the AI will straighten that out. The company has been testing an AI assistant called B. Get it?
Oh, yeah. Well, like B Bumble.
Bumbled. Yeah. It recommends matches based on personality, communication style, and relationship goals.
Is there a category for throwback hats?
From Josh Soroka?
Exactly.
Not everyone is so sure. Someone online said, will my AI love bomb me for 4 months, then ghost?
Wow.
Bumble is also dropping its longtime rule that required women to make the first move. The CEO said, we will not force one gender over another to do something first. That just sounds so stupid.
It sounds weird.
It does.
The new features are expected to start rolling out later this year. I think that there is going to be content if you stay in your bedroom or your living room or you stay glued on that Cheetos sticky couch that you like so bad, you will be able to get all your needs met. That's what I believe will happen eventually.
Mike, I wasn't going to bring this up because it is really ultimate fat guy behavior that I'm ashamed of. But since it came up, I feel I should mention it. For Mother's Day, one of my mom's favorite snacks is Cheetos. So I bought Cheetos. She likes to have those. And
Which kind?
Just the regular, crunchy, not the puffy kind, just the old school Cheetos. And put them in a bowl. We had some of them, and there were some left. And I was going to have them, but I hate that annoying cheese on my fingers. So I actually went to the trouble of putting on a latex glove from my kitchen to eat Cheetos.
Wow.
I'm not proud. You know, I'm not proud of this.
So dorky. That is so
not
dorky.
Rob, I can outdo you, though, for dorky.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Because I have sitting here on my desk for when I'm working at the computer and want some Cheetos or chips, little chopsticks.
Oh, my God. That, I feel so much better about myself.
Look at the way. It's got a ring on it.
Yeah, it hooks to your fingers. Let me get it right in the camera. So I can still use my fingers to type, but I can pick up Cheetos.
It really looks like Freddy Krueger is having a snack.
It is. I don't even know what it's called. Snactive.
Yeah.
And it's genius.
There you go.
Works great.
That's pretty crazy.
I can't argue with that. But folks, wish me luck. I work with both of them. Okay. There we go. Finally, today, there is a very fine line between a high school prank and whatever was happening here. Police in Florida, of course it's Florida, are investigating two males who hopped a fence at a high school and entered a building through an unlocked door. They rode bicycles and used other equipment intended for special needs kids, stole $50 worth of lanyards, and also got away with approximately 100 hot dogs and ice cream, valued at approximately $60.
Hot dogs.
This happened in the middle of the night last week, and it sounds like the thieves could have been students or young adults.
Yes.
But that's not 100% clear. The police are asking the public. Now, listen up. We want to catch these guys. They're asking for leads. If anyone has any information, like maybe they saw someone climbing back over the fence with mustard on their faces or sticky ice cream fingers. There were no representatives of Stroka High who agreed to be interviewed for this story.
Stroka High.
I want one. I'll be looking for that after the show. I want that Cheeto thing. Nobody wants that crap on your fingers, okay? And I was in Walmart the other night when Michael was sick, and I bought the atomizer jug of the Utz cheese balls.
You're a cheese ball guy. I knew
that's
this.
That's what we have. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Hey, fudge cutters. Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30-plus pounds or just the last five, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Thank you very much, and welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I've been looking forward to this one since Rob.
Just grabs a chip.
Yeah, so it's working, for any salty snack, so you don't have to get your fingers bothered. That's right. Or sweet, yes.
Yeah, like gumdrops.
Into the bowl, pull another chip out.
Yes, Tubby Boots, we don't want to forget the sweet as well. That's a good one, too. All right, it's time.
Yes.
It's, as Michael Buffer would say, it's time. You think I'll get sued?
No.
It is time for the Mike O'Mara Bilingual Unboxing Challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Presley.
Yes, Elvis is involved in this, which will not shock you.
Right.
Mike, I'm sure that through the years, you have probably seen a million Elvis. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, he started out as an intern. He was a fan of the show before that, and he still works to this day to be a broadcast professional. I give you Mr. Rob Spiegel. That is a very tanned Elvis.
Yeah, it is. This is from one of his motion picture soundtracks.
It looks like he's a devil. It looks like he's got red.
Did they purposely darken him?
Yeah, well, I think in this movie he is a skin diver / singer. So maybe he's tan from being down.
But hold on. Is this the coloring on your camera?
No, look, he's Rob's colorings, all right.
No, it's him. He's pretty dark. And I'm covering the name of the title because this
it
is where the unboxing.
It looks like he's got some horns in his hair.
It really does. It looks like he's got a terrible burn.
I'm
What's the name of that album?
You don't get to know that because that's part of the bilingual challenge.
All right, I'm ready.
Am I here? I thought you would say it.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go one more time.
Jesus Christ. The Mike O'Mara Bilingual Unboxing Challenge.
All right, we're going to open this album. I don't buy a lot of records anymore. But when I saw this, I had to get it. Always exciting when you get the LP box on your porch.
You're a spender.
Because you know what it is? I try not to be, Mike. I try not to be. So I pull it out. And, Mike, the way this game works is this is the same album, but in Spanish. And so can you guess the name of this Elvis movie?
Girls.
Exactly, Mike. That is a win.
That was the easiest game I've ever played on any format whatsoever. That's easy.
But, Mike, you don't know about the songs on the album.
Okay.
Now, I would prefer to read them to you in Spanish, and you have to guess the name of the song.
Oh, I'm all in. I'm all in. My Spanish is pretty good.
And I've got the answer for Red Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Elvis was red during the 1962 Girls primarily due to the friction from the tight costumes during the dance moves.
Can you give us that one more time, please?
I did not know that.
His costume was so tight that while dancing in the costumes, he turned red.
In his face? Wow.
His entire body.
Pretty crazy. I did not know that.
Man, that's squeezing the life out of my balls, man. All right. So what is this game again? What are we doing?
I will read you a name of a song in Spanish.
The unboxing was you opening up the
album. Yeah, because I hadn't seen it yet. So, okay. But I knew that on the back the songs were in Spanish. So, done Girls. What about No Cara Cum... Oh, and I wanted to ask, Josh, do you speak a foreign language?
No.
Okay, good. That makes it easy.
Some might say, if you listen to him every day, he is speaking
Baltimore.
A foreign language.
Yes.
All right. What was that? Is somebody smashing plates?
I believe dinner's being made.
Oh, I thought someone...
Hi, Kelly!
I got a text asking if I'd like a nice Omaha
steak
burger.
I'm waving at Kelly. Is she waving back at me?
I don't know. She's on the other side of the house.
Okay.
Someone won the Progressive. Mike. No Cara Cum...
Of course it is.
Very good. Yes.
Yes.
Gotta eat. All right.
No Cara Cum Atten.
Is Caro spelled Q-U-I-E-R-O?
Yes.
That's Kiero.
All right. No Kiero Cum Atten.
That'd be nowhere, right? Wouldn't No Cara be nowhere?
Come on.
No, it's not.
Give it to us one more time, Rob.
Okay. No Cara Cum Atten. A-T-E-N. This is a hard one.
Nowhere, My Love.
It is called I Don't Want to Be Tied. Mm. I'm sorry. That was incorrect, Mike.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Very good. Should I hit the buzzer?
No, I got it.
I got a better buzzer.
De Donde Vien.
What?
De Donde Vens. And Vens is V-I-E-N-E-S. Viens.
Something with your eyes.
Yeah,
De
where
Donde
is?
Viens.
Is
Josh is very close.
Donde's where? I know that.
Yep, Josh is very close. Any guesses?
Nope.
Buzz yourself. That's Where Do You Come From? Number three, Extremos Juntos.
Extreme Party.
Extremos space Juntos.
Gentlemen, Jailhouse Rock.
No, that is called We'll Be Together. Okay. Mike, this is a good one.
All right.
Un muchacho como you, yo, I'm sorry, let me start again. Un muchacho como yo, una chica como tú.
Can you make
tú.
Even the slightest attempt to say, do your Spanish with a Spanish accent, please?
Yeah, you're saying Spanish words, but you're not speaking Spanish.
All right, you're not speaking Spanish. You're all right. Uno como de da booty. I mean, you're like a bad tourist.
I am a bad tourist, Mike.
All right.
Here we go. Un muchacho como yo.
Muchacho? Is it with a M-U?
Yeah.
Muchacho. Like, that's easy. Even Americans know how to say muchacho. Un muchacho. It's muchacho.
All right, Mike. Un muchacho como yo. Una chico como tú.
My friend, un muchacho. My boy, little boy.
Man likes girl.
A little boy, boys and girls, or a little boy.
You know what? I'll give this one to you guys. This is called A Boy Like Me, A Girl Like You.
A Boy Like Me, A Girl Like You. Okay, okay. Very good. Thank you.
Here's another word that we have already. Ready, Mike? Muchacho de la tierra. Muchacho de la tierra. Red Elvis.
Muchacho or muchacho?
Muchacho.
Boys like
tierra.
Jewelry, diamonds.
No, I'm sorry. It's the Earth Boy. It's called Earth Boy. Earth
Jesus
Boy.
Christ, great album.
Yeah,
great piece of crap album. This
Hey, this is so cool. This is the soundtrack to Production to Hal Wallace.
Yeah, we all know how great those movies were.
Mike, I think you might get this one.
All right,
Divielo tu carta.
Divielo tu caca. What?
Carta. Carta. And it is the hit single from the album.
Give it to me one more time.
Divielva Ducarta.
Your pronunciation is so bad.
Well, I never took Spanish.
You got a roll.
It's not a double L.
Right,
it's D-E-V-U-E-L-V-O.
Divielva?
Yep. Ducarta.
Ducarta. Divielva. Hold on. Let me just, since he's sick today.
You figure
Michael!
It out.
Michael, come here.
Sick boy.
Sick boy, help me out here.
Maybe he's sick because his clothes are too tight.
He's coming. He'll know.
I wish I didn't have that reflection. That's better.
All right.
There we go. Look at me.
Hold on.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah. Look at him. Can't even breathe
because
that shirt's
tight.
So tight.
My pants are tight, man.
I don't know why I voted for Trump.
Michael, come on.
Do you know they make peanut butter and jelly?
Divielva, you're not coming on with your shirt off. You're not coming on there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Not going to show up, Dad.
What is it? Spell it.
Divielvo, then space, T-U.
Divielvo.
Ducarta, tu carta.
Ducarta, divielvo, Ducarta.
Tu carta.
Divielvo, tu carta. What do you think that means? We're trying to figure it out in Spanish.
I don't know.
What's that?
I've never heard that.
Divielvo? What would divielvo be? Carta. What would carta be? No? Boy, that dinner sounds like it's going to be real. You know what?
Yes.
Is she cooking angry? I know she's angry at you this way. All right, thank you, Michael.
I don't know about that.
Thank you. All right.
I don't think so.
Just like, it's just like, okay, we'll fix him a burger.
Mike.
Here we go. Yeah.
We're looking for Return to Sender.
Return to Sender. That's what it was, Michael. Yeah, 12 years of Spanish.
Yeah, it's working good.
All right.
Por el amor. Por el amor.
My love. For my love.
Because of love. I'll give that to you. Very good.
Damn it.
Gracias al andantelte mar.
Thank you for loving me.
This is the worst song on the album, by the way, if you buy it. It's Thank You for the Rolling Sea.
I can't imagine they churn these out in half an hour.
Mike, you'll love this one too, I believe. La Canción del Camarón.
I can't stand reading.
I'm sorry. Le Conscient de Camarón.
No, you're doing a French accent.
Well, I took
now.
French. All right. This is La Conscient del Camarón.
Yes. Hold on.
Yes.
Dinner is being made in the Soroka household.
Yeah. Right. That's right. This could, you know what? This could be a hint. Dinner time could be a hint for this song.
All right. Eat Me.
No, another classic.
For dinner.
Mike, it's another classic Elvis record.
How many albums? How many songs on the
There's one
album?
More. There's one more. They had to put 12.
And not a single one we recognize.
No, Return to Sender, you know.
Yeah, Return to Sender, Address Unknown.
Mike,
no, but let's hear it in Spanish.
This is Song of the Shrimp.
Song of the Shrimp? Is it really?
Yes.
Song of the Shrimp. That was the Kevin Hart roast last night.
I hold in my hand the final title.
Oh, you haven't? I thought that was the last title.
No. Mike, what? This is Las Paredes Tienen Oídos.
Paradise.
That's P-A-R-E-D-E-S. I hate that my pronunciation
Paredes.
Is.
Paredes.
Yeah. Las Paredes Tienen Oídos.
The dance of the Virgin Maidens.
The dance of the red shoes.
He's hurting my ears too, Mark Fulco. What is it?
Mike, I'm sorry. Give yourself a buzzer. The answer, the walls have ears. The walls have ears. And that's what happens when you play Mike O'Mara. Oh, you need to be the guy.
Don't put my name on it.
The Mike O'Mara Bilingual Unboxing Challenge.
Shut up! That's it. We got a break. And when we come back, we're going to do something. I promise you. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh! Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Three shrimp in the water.
This is the shrimp song?
Song of the Shrimp.
Two were old and gray. I swam a little bit closer.
So terrible.
It's the worst.
I heard a third one say, goodbye, Mama Shrimp. Papa, shake my hand.
It's terrible.
Mike, I'm the biggest Elvis fan that you know, and I hate this song.
I think, you know, we have an Omaha Steaks commercial coming up. I think I'll do it all in song. Hello, little steak in the packet.
Steak.
Made on the grill. Yes, John.
Yeah, next time you're working on a new intro song, try an Elvis theme.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
Elvis there. Inspired.
Mm-hmm. You count on it. I can't put. Finally, I'll be back in the car line tomorrow.
Cocktail sauce.
I look forward. I look forward to that, ladies. Another thing. Rob was filled with great material today because he. Anytime, yesterday late in the day, I made toast. And is there anything better than toast? Really? Is there anything better than taking a really nice slice of bread or maybe a little ciabatta roll
yes.
and putting it into a toaster and then pushing that button and then in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, pops up a deliciously warmed and crispy product? It's toast, ladies and gentlemen.
Question for you. Where do you weigh in on Raisin Toast?
Love Raisin Toast.
Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
It's the best. If it's great Raisin Toast. And how about Raisin Bread with Raisin Bread Cinnamon Toast?
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
That's
with
the
swirl in it? Yeah.
With the swirl in it, and then you put cinnamon toast, cinnamon
sugar
on top.
But do you like the icing on top?
Oh, my God, even better. I want some now. Sugar.
I do not condone a raisin bagel, though. I don't like a raisin bagel.
I mean, when it comes to bagels, I am really traditional.
Mm-hmm,
I
me
love
too.
But if you got a really good cinnamon raisin bagel.
I do a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Oh, the best.
put the egg and sausage or whatever in there.
Oh, you do savory sweet.
I do savory sweet. I go down to the bagel shop, and that's how I get my bagels.
You know what that is?
Nate Dogg churn chili, whatever the hell that name is. Old people, old white people. He wanted to say love. Yeah. Love raisin toast.
It's true.
Yum.
Josh, that's a goy bagel. You should stay away from sweet, but definitely don't put bacon or sausage on it. You can't do that.
Yeah, you're 1/8. You don't count.
I don't think that raisins go with eggs, do they?
I like it all sweet if I'm going to get my bagel, but just a plain. We have a place down here that is fantastic. I think it's New York Bagel that's down here. Shocker. There's a clever name.
You know what's funny? In Manhattan, they have Florida Bagel, and it sucks.
And you know what? My bagel place here is also one of those places that swears they ship the water down.
Yeah,
from New York.
They get the water in a truck.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yum. Okay, go ahead, Rob.
So this is a food hack that is sort of popping up on social media. It could help you, but I think it might be nonsensical. It says, first of all, do you hate soggy toast? I think we all do. But
yeah. I don't. Nobody likes soggy toast.
What is soggy toast?
Like if you get water in it, or if it maybe absorbs your egg, which is okay, but you want your toast to stay crisp, right?
Okay. All right.
So one foodie online claims you can keep your toast from getting soggy by standing it up and serving it in a tent when you serve it, because it allows no condensation.
Was that sign language for tent?
Sign language for tent. Exactly. And Mike, you can do it too.
Yeah,
that's all right. I don't think I will.
But that prevents any condensation under the toast while it's on the plate. And I guess if you've got a real hot piece of toast on a plate, it can get soggy. Is there any value in this?
You know, speaking of hot piece of toast, there was a lady at American University.
Mike, we're not talking about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
But if you let your toast cool down a bit, that's a way to also prevent the condensation. But don't you want hot toast?
Say one thing in the middle of this.
Yeah.
My toupee is coming off. My toupee is good. I got to talk to Kevin. This is not working on any. Let me just do this, okay? Let me just do this. There you go.
You know what would help that, Mike, is if you indicated a tent. You have to do it, Josh.
There it is.
All of us. You need a hair tent?
Jesus. This is horrible. God damn. All right.
Now, this is best.
Let the tent keep growing.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm in an awkward stage.
You either got to take it all off or let it grow.
I agree.
Mike, this is not as effective with denser breads like your sourdough because they're going to be more robust. But if it's a simple Wonder Bread or white bread toast, they're going to be ultra absorbent, and that's why you tent your toast.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessary, but I want your take on it because I've never let toast stick around long enough to get soggy.
Yeah, I don't tent toast. No. I don't tend toast. I pitch a tent, though. They sponsor by Cialis. Oh, he's like, hey, you pitched a tent. You pitched a tent, O'Mara. Look, he got off the bus and he pitched.
Shut up, Chad. Shut up, Chad.
Pitched a tent. Shut up, Michael Crawford.
Now, have you ever been in an old-timey type house or a more traditional type house where they serve toast in, like, a rack? Like, there's 10 slices of toast that comes down?
That holds it up like that.
Yeah.
I've probably been in a restaurant where they did that, like a breakfast place where it was kind of sweet.
Well, that will definitely prevent condensation. That's a good way for crispy toast, but also a way to make it cold.
Your point is well taken. You don't let toast hang out long enough to get soggy.
Yeah,
right?
You're fixing a problem that's unnecessary.
I tell you where it's okay to be soggy is when you load it up with butter.
Well, that's the whole reason it gets soggy is because you're putting butter on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of Hawaiian rolls?
Yes.
Can you toast those?
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, you can toast anything you want.
I saw an ad this morning on social media that down in Disney, because I got a bunch of Disney content now, they have a stand that does deep fried Hawaiian rolls.
I'm there. I'm always there. Yes.
They add a little cinnamon, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And deep fry it.
You know what they have in Hawaii, Mike? They have a lot of shrimp.
Let's listen to Elvis Presley.
Saw three shrimp in the water.
Jesus Christ, help us. I got to get out my thing. Hold on. We'll end this segment. All right, hold on a second. I've been going over to my ordinance way too much today. I don't know why I do it. Thank you, Elvis. All right, that's enough of toast. We have to move on. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you know me, you know that I love, love my breakfast hamburgers. That's right. If it's before noon, you could catch me having a burger any day of the week. Burgers aren't just for lunch anymore. You can enjoy a delicious breakfast burger with me. Come down to my house. I'll throw one on the griddle for you. Hey, listen, especially when they're from the Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. Yum, yum. The Burger Perfection Pack is an incredible deal for just $99.99. This exclusive package includes 20 of Omaha Steaks mouth-watering steak burgers. That's four of each of their newest, finest burgers. Pure ground filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. And they're only available at omahasteaks.com, and they are delicious. We've been talking about them for weeks now. They're fantastic. They have an incredible texture that feels homemade. Well, made by the Lord our God.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. They're just yum. And a bun-busting 6-ounce size guaranteed to satisfy bun-busters. Plus, you get an additional 8 free Wagyu smash burgers with the pack. That's 28. Count them, 28 burgers total. Remember, Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher, offering hand-selected beef, delicious from the American heartland. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. Perfection Pack, Perfection Pack, Perfection Pack. Plus, 8 free Wagyu smash burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. And as a bonus, use promo code Mike.
Mike.
$35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike from the Burger Pack. Josh is having one for dinner tonight.
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Loudest Mike, hamburgers Mike. In the world.
Terms apply. See site for details. Take it away, Mr. Video Man.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry Time.
When I saw this, I had to bring it to you. This is from a website called Garbage Time. And the reason it struck me is when we were in high school, my buddy Brad, who I've talked about on this show a lot, had a 69 Chevrolet Impala, literally the biggest non-limousine General Motors ever built. It was a huge car. And we always thought it was indestructible. So he went and did the research and made his own rocket fuel and put it in. And in Brad's words, the Impala drove great for a little while, then it didn't drive at all ever again. He caused the engine to seize.
Okay.
So you can't put rocket fuel in an internal combustion engine. But what if you replace the oil? What do you think would be a good thing to replace your oil with? Well, I say nacho cheese.
Fast for this, but we're going to be doing it. We're replacing the oil in a vehicle with cheese and gourmet cheese. Check out this.
Gourmet.
You know it's good because it's made in USA. Guaranteed to be mostly e-colorings and chemicals anyway.
What's
this basically
this
is a lubricant.
I think he's British.
Okay.
But let's go to see what happens after they started the car.
Please
with
do.
The oil full of cheese.
All right.
Can't you save me near this thing? No!
So far, so good.
Yeah, yeah. You can see the oil.
Oh dear. Oh no.
Oh yay! Yeah. That's good.
Look at the smoke.
Well, maybe they should put the cap on.
If you run any car like that, it's gonna seize. Cheese coming out
there
of the carburetor.
Cheese is coming out.
It worked.
Yeah. And all the money he saved on repairs, he bought chips, which
fantastic.
Was great.
Fantastic. That's it. Well, it didn't seize. The engine didn't seize.
Well,
you
yeah. if you want to watch the entire 30-minute video, maybe you get a different answer.
I'm going to pass on that. I'm going to
okay,
pass
great.
On that.
Okay, great. Well, you're
mm-hmm.
busy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, this is one of the more Florida stories you'll ever see. What's that in the other room?
West Florida woman says she's lucky after a terrifying and
it's
rare encounter right in her own backyard. Two alligators violently fighting crashed into her lanai. Wink News anchor Jillian Haggerty joins us live. Jillian, what did she share
Hi,
with
Jillian.
You?
Look at your talent.
Yeah, that's right, Emma. Now, this wasn't just
Fort
a close
Myers
call.
News.
This was
yep.
a nightmare for a mother who had her baby just sleeping feet away from that door. She said the noises that she heard would send anybody running, thinking it was an intruder.
How about that?
It started with a noise, getting louder by the second.
I thought somebody was breaking in because I never thought the gators were going to enter my porch.
When she looked outside, two large alligators were locked in a violent fight.
Definitely it looked like they were fighting over territory or something. It wasn't like a mating ritual.
My guess is they were fighting over her. I'm sorry, I have to remove that. Forgive me.
What was that? What?
That was another tape. My finger slipped. Sorry.
By the way, that's Ave Maria. That's a Catholic town. That's a Catholic community, Ave Maria.
Is it?
Yeah, it's out near Immokalee, Florida, and it's like based on the religion. They formed the town. They got a golf course. They got a school. They got everything out there.
And right? Catholic gators.
And Catholic gators, yes.
They don't eat meat on Friday. I was wondering if you could apply to be there. You're a great Catholic, and love golf.
I'm a fallen Catholic, but I'd go out there and play golf. Yeah, absolutely.
What if I could tell you, Mike, would it help you if you walked a course, if you could walk three times faster than the average person?
I don't think so. I think I know where this is going. I think I might have seen this guy.
This is a great thing, yeah. Josh. They've invented robot shoes. And this increases the walking speed by three times. And it looks like some sort of AI or created video because it doesn't seem to make sense.
Do you think it's real?
Yeah, I do. Look at him. He's moving.
It doesn't look much different than roller skates.
It's kind of got wheels, right?
Yeah, it does.
It's the same principle, the runway in the airport.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought is when you walk on a runway in the airport.
How cool would that be in the city? How fantastic would that be? Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. It's like you're walking on two belt sanders.
That's exactly what it is. It's nothing that elaborate. No. It's not space age or anything like that.
Well, I mean, seeing it produced is pretty good. And, Mike,
the guy stop.
Here's what you don't know, Mike. They're filled with nacho cheese.
Yeah, and he falls forward. Oh, my God. I didn't get all my wonderful videos that I had. I had a special one for Rob, and then I had some dating information.
Oh, they'll keep.
You're going to have to wait till tomorrow. Yeah, you'll see that tomorrow, and I look forward to sharing it with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, great participation from everybody in the comments today, and we thank you for the super chats. And if you want to use our QR code, you can check that out as well to help support the show. I'll figure this whole Little League baseball pant thing out tonight, and I'll come in with something.
You are the pant meister.
Yes. Everybody, take care. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a brand new episode. For Josh Sorokin, Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.